1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A tentative deal to end the writer's strike, but writers like Bill Walkoff still haven't seen it, but he says he trusts the bargaining committee.
They would not have told us a tentative deal was reached and told us that picketing is suspended if it wasn't exemplary.
The union still has to ratify any agreement. Store owners in Oakland, California, not part of a union, but they say they're striking just the same tomorrow to protest a spike in crime in their neighborhoods. This owner says he's had it.
This is the first, and it would not be the last. And if it takes us to go to Sacramento to raise our voice for the politicians to hear our voice, we will do it.
The deadline for reaching a spending deal in Washington before the government shuts down is approaching. Lawmakers have until this Saturday, but not much progress made over the weekend. Officials in Maui begin lifting restrictions on the city of Lahaina today for the first time since wildfires devastated the historic city. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans remain on alert for heavy rains and damaging winds as the remnants of Tropical Storm Ophelia batter the East Coast. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Forecasters warn southern New England could get 3 inches of rain through this morning, leading to flash floods. Ophelia made landfall in North Carolina Saturday with 70-mile-per-hour winds, dumping more than 8 inches of rain in some areas. Drone video shows the town of Washington, North Carolina, underwater. The boardwalk below, nearly impossible to see after Ophelia delivered a 5-foot storm surge. The storm knocked out power to thousands of customers as it expanded, dumping nearly 5 inches of rain in parts of Virginia and flooding beach communities in New Jersey.
Rite Aid says it'll close up to 500 of its stores as part of a bankruptcy plan. The pharmacy chain faces up to $3.3 billion in debt and a federal lawsuit alleging the company filled unlawful opioid prescriptions. The company denies the allegations and has asked for the lawsuit to be dismissed. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920 Roofing today.
People you know, call 920 Roofing.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number two of our Victory Monday WGBW show. What an exciting game that was yesterday. Pack goes 2-1 with the Lions coming in for National Televised Day. How much fun is this week going to be? We've got the Thursday night game, which is awesome. We've got our Oktoberfest kickoff on Friday morning, which is shaping up nicely.
We're going to talk about that. Our next guest is going to talk about it's Good Neighbor Week here in the City of Green Bay, but that is a way to celebrate Good Neighbor Week besides kickoff Oktoberfest, as we're bringing all the neighbors downtown.
Absolutely.
Here. We have other guests coming in. We got a great week coming up.
Hang on, Christy, have you been putting out the word for us?
I sure have.
What's going on?
We're going to have a good turnout?
I hope so.
The weather, we just heard from
that
Brittany.
That didn't sound real confident.
But Johnny, we just heard from Brittany. The weather's going to be great on Friday. And we're just excited to be here. And so we talk, especially when we first
introduce our special guest. The morning's flying by here. You might want to do it while he's here.
Poor Cassie.
We want to get a picture taken, but Cassie was just on. And Jim was like in the back room doing something. Couldn't even get a picture. You're all over the place today.
I want to say in my defense, which is I have to do that more often than I need to, but I was heating up a dinner that I made for the Saints game. I made some Cajun shrimp and some, and I was heating it up for our guest, and I came back and she was gone. And John's like, where were you? I'm like, I was trying to be nice. And so now I'm the bad guy, but that's okay.
Let me just ask this. Do you really want to eat Cajun? No, he's not a good neighbor. Do you really want to eat Cajun food right before you go to a practice to go lift?
No, weren't you warming up the bread pudding?
I was going to.
Oh, okay.
The Cajun foods was in the micro. So, all right. Okay. You just want a bread pudding? Why don't you tell me that?
But she's going to practice. You don't want to eat something like that before
shrimp,
practice?
I think that's healthy.
Creole shrimp?
I think
she
that's
lives
healthy.
Here, so we can find her
all
again.
All right, we'll figure it out. Anyway, so when we first started this show, we used to, our intro music was Tina Turner, Simply the Best, because this city was awarded the best place to live in America. And some people like John might think it's because of the Packers, and other people might think it's because of the Fortune 500 companies here, Schreiber and Schneider. But it's one of the things that we rated very high on was it's a good place to live from domestically, right? With neighbors and with neighborhoods and communities. Yeah. And we have with us today, Will Peters. And Will Peters is a director at the City of Green Bay official title?
Sure. Neighborhood Development Specialist.
Neighborhood Development Specialist. And this week...
Ironic, because it says it right that on our screen. Todd put in there, right there, Will Peters, Neighborhood Development Specialist, City of Green Bay, regarding Good Neighbor Week. So what's your real title?
Will, I don't have my glasses.
And why are you here?
What do you do?
Okay. I'm sorry, Will. I work with Rudy Giuliani.
No, it's all fair.
Yeah, Will, I'm sorry. No. I, we, we've known each other, right? We work together. So you're a good guy, and I'm sorry I didn't read this. And Todd
did he hire you?
Well,
I mean, it was an office while I was working there. Yeah, yeah. Well, I had to think for a second. Absolutely.
You were an easy hire. You're a good guy, and you care about neighbors, and you're the neighborhood specialist, as I was saying before. I was rudely interrupted. This week is a special week here in Green Bay. Tell us about what we're celebrating.
Yeah, so we are kicking off Good Neighbor Week, and we're in our fourth year of this week of service, action, and awareness, right? And this week was really developed by neighbors. And we have a partnership, strong partnership, with NeighborWorks Green Bay. And they sent a number of our neighborhood association leaders to a national conference, right? And that delegate, so to say, that was representing Green Bay was tasked with coming up with a project to implement back home. And they said, hey, we have such an awesome neighborhood association program. And, you know, despite how awesome it is, there are still a number of residents who lived here their whole life that aren't aware that there's a neighborhood association, that they live in a neighborhood association. So we felt it was a great idea to, you know, why just take one day, because there's a National Good Neighbor Day on the 28th. Why just take one day and try to be a good neighbor? Let's take the whole week. And this week is going to comprise of projects of homeowners that have been nominated by their neighbors and others that could use an extra helping hand.
Nice.
So we're going to have groups of volunteers, both from neighborhood associations, corporate volunteers that are going out, helping these neighbors with raking some leaves, cleaning some gutters. But then also, as I said, I mean, this is really a week of awareness. I think we live such a busy life, right? We've got, most have kids, work, volunteer activities. We are hustle and bustle, and we just kind of stop and take for granted how important it is just to say hi to your neighbor and get to know who your neighbor is. Because as you were saying, Jim, earlier, I mean, really, that number one rating, if we didn't have good neighbors, if we didn't have good neighborhoods, we would not be a number one city in the nation.
Right. And how important a good neighbor can be and should be. I mean, you work all day, sometimes some stressful conditions, and you really want to come home and relax. And the last thing you want is any angst between neighbors. And this Good Neighbor Week, I still think there's some people that maybe don't know the person that lives two houses down. I mean, you know, the person right next door because you see him a lot, but yeah, to get out and just, bring them cookies, knock on the door. A Good Neighbor Week, and it can start that small by just knowing people on your block, and that can build to a wonderful neighborhood association and community.
Exactly right. It does start that small. I mean, let's think about it for a minute. I mean, really, what makes a neighborhood feel like a neighborhood? You know, where does that trust, that sense of trust come from? And that really starts with walking across the street, knocking on that neighbor's door and saying hi. How are you? How are you doing today?
You ever wonder about somebody, though, too? It's like okay, let's say they got an extremely loud motorcycle or something, and they're like revving it up at five in the morning or whatever. It's like, how do you not know? Or if you got a dog that's just, constantly.
That's pretty good.
The dog?
Yeah. That was good. Right there. We got the point. No, Milton would never
do that.
Hey, Milton.
This is dog talk.
No. He would never. No, that wouldn't happen.
I was just telling Milton I was going to kick his butt.
But, Will, what about... John, that is not my dog.
That's a good dog.
That's a good dog voice. That's not my dog.
Todd, is that a good dog voice?
Ding.
Thank you.
That is... But Will, what Johnny talks about, it's a little bit like the bad apple. I mean, it's.
But how do you not know you're being annoying?
I don't know.
Doing their own thing, and maybe it takes one person just to kindly say, "Hey, you know what? I've got some kids that are sleeping at home.
Exactly.
Do you mind just love this car?
Right.
Awesome car, love it. You know, you start both with the compliments.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
Very optimistic.
No, Will, you're right. I mean, but it sometimes is like a bad neighbor, and the best way to approach him is to really begin in a friendly way, as Dale Carnegie would say, right?
Right.
Will they actually call you ever?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
And I told
you. Do you get that, Will?
But Will, people do.
People? Yeah.
They don't want to rat out their neighbor, right? So they, and I told them, look, then call me. Just call me. You can call me, and I'll be the guy. I said that all the time to people, and I didn't mind them calling. And some people, they don't know they're being that annoying. I'm not. They're that.
That's
oblivious.
What I mean. How do you not know?
But
some people just don't. They're just not aware.
Yeah.
That self awareness.
You'll start hammering stuff and building projects at 5 a.m. It's like, look, man, you don't know. That's not a good idea. And, but, oh, gee, I didn't know. Okay. And sometimes it's that easy. Other times it's like, you know, the whole property right thing and I can do what I want. But anyway.
It's better to start off with on the good
foot. I know. You're right. Yeah. But anyway, so Good Neighbor Week. We did a thing here on Friday. Johnny and I and Christy went to the Meyer Theater. Mm-hmm. And there's neighbors in businesses too, right? We don't actually, Christy resides here, but John and I work here. So we brought in businesses and neighbors, and we all got together for coffee and bagels and just talked about this is what we do, and this is how we feel about the downtown, this is some things we should be working on. And it was just a great, great meeting with a bunch of neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I think a lot of people take for granted or don't realize the role that they can play and the role that they have in making their neighborhood a great place to live, and firmly believe, you know, the saying, good neighbors make great neighborhoods. And it really does come down to you, the individual person, that really dictates or sets the tone for what it feels like to live in your neighborhood. I remember living some places where, you know, I didn't know anyone. Nobody ever stopped to say hi or wave. You know, I remember after I got married, my wife and I bought our first home downtown here on the right. West Side. And we weren't even fully moved in, and somebody brought in a loaf of zucchini bread, a pie, and I just felt this is the most welcome I have ever felt before.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We bought our house on Roosevelt when we first, that was 30 years ago, and this old lady from across the street brought over a loaf of bread she made.
Isn't that
like,
nice?
I couldn't believe it. I was like, that is like I was just, you know, looking for June Cleaver, you know? It was just like such a throwback, and they were just great neighbors. They lived across the street from us and just kind of a welcome to the neighborhood. Maybe we'll rebrand this Friday. This Friday, we have a big event right here in this studio. We were going to kick off outside the studio with Kevin Van Ness is coming with his band.
Oh, awesome. They're great.
And aren't they? We also have Mad Dog and Merrill coming to cook.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And we were going to call that the kickoff Oktoberfest, mm-hmm. but maybe we'll call it Good Neighbor Day because Will's here.
Okay.
I love it.
Way to change it now. Okay.
Love it.
All right.
Anyway, Will.
Todd, answer the promo.
Cut a new promo.
No, but,
but Will, come down here for that.
Are you bringing Milton?
I
think you should.
Yeah.
I think people need to see the Milton that we talk about so often.
Talk about.
Yes.
Tease.
Yes.
But Will,
taunt.
To these neighborhoods, talk a little bit about how to get involved in neighborhoods.
Oh,
some people, they are, like you said, they're busy, they've got kids, they got work, they got school.
Right. I mean, the beauty of these neighborhood associations is that they're volunteer-led and driven, right? I mean, nobody knows what's in the best interest of their neighborhood better than the people who live there. And a great way to find out if you have a neighborhood association or an active one is to go to the city's website, or you can go to gbneighborhoods.org. And there's this great map that says Find Your Neighborhood Association. So you can actually plug in your address, and it'll pop up on the map, and it'll show you where you live. And these neighborhood associations are awesome because they really are what help neighborhoods feel like neighborhoods. I mean, they have block parties, they do picnics, they do improvement projects, little
rummage
libraries,
sales.
Rummage sales. And some are even doing community gardens, little pantries.
A lot of them have their own Facebook pages now.
They do.
Right.
When I lived in Ledgerfield, Mystery Valley Subdivision was a huge,
right.
You know, it was great. Great way for people to interact.
It is.
Yeah. Well, a couple projects coming up this week that people can get involved in. I want to talk about those. Can you stick around?
Absolutely.
Real quickly here. All right.
All right. By the way, how do you keep your mustache up like that? What do you use?
I use a Long Rifle.
It's
a local soap company.
Okay.
They make mustache wax. I was their guinea pig, actually.
I like it.
And
I haven't changed.
That's what I always tell
the time.
Did you
ever see that movie? I think it's Once Upon a Time in the West or something like that, where the guy runs the you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
You got his stash.
Appreciate it.
Mine or the mayor. Back after
John's
this.
A great neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 72. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows around 59. Cloudy skies. Chance for scattered showers again. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 67. Cloudy skies expected. Mid-60s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM on WISS in Oshkosh, 721 on a beautiful Monday morning, 61 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 65 already in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh.
Hey,
we're here.
Oshkosh. Did we ever find that lady?
No.
No?
Okay. Well, we were kind of looking for the lady who did the commercial, and it was Oshkosh.
Oshkosh, Playwood Oshkosh.
No. Yeah.
Sure. No.
Yeah.
You got me.
Okay. No, you're not old enough.
You're young.
Because I used to watch All-Star Wrestling on Saturday nights in like 1972. And I was being brought to you by Playwood Oshkosh.
Yes. So Will Peters, who's the neighborhood development specialist for the city of Green Bay, we're talking, this is Good Neighbor Week. And there's some projects Will's going to talk about in just a second, but what we really encourage people to do is, if you don't really know your neighbor, you know, make them some cookies, apple pie, anything.
Yeah, just say hi.
Just say hi.
Just say hi.
Okay. I don't know. Be nice. I don't know if people want homemade things from somebody else anymore.
Here's the deal, though. That's real. That's for sure. That's a valid point. It is. But It's the feeling, you know, if somebody gives me something, like, even if I'm not, like, if it's something I'm allergic to nuts or something, right?
Nuts
and I'm not going to, like, it says nuts. Are you doing this to me? Trying to kill me?
Right.
Like, no, thank you. Yeah. This is really sweet.
Yes.
You
know? Right.
Feels good. It's about the feeling. Right.
Yes.
Right.
Like, I watch a scary show. I got to tell you something. I don't normally get freaked out in shows. I watched this one series that was so scary. It was unbelievable. Did you see it? It was about that guy. Okay, it's about
the one guy.
Did you see that? Listen, Todd will know this.
Yes,
Todd,
he knows everything.
It was about that family that moved into this big old historical house somewhere in New England. I think it might have been in upstate New York or whatever. And the neighbors, for whatever reason, hated them.
Yes, and I saw it. I saw it, but what was the name of it?
I can't think of the name of it. But it's scary.
Yes, it was creepy.
Like the guy that have like one of those dumb waiters and be like this little guy sitting in their house and the dumb waiter when they'd open the door. It was so scary, you can't believe it. But the reason I'm saying that is the one lady she's a real funny, like a comedian. She played, I think, Stifler's mom in American Pie. Okay? Uh-oh. Remember that, Todd?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And she's this real estate agent. She's trying to scam the house but bottom line, these ladies who are these mean ladies, but tried to pretend they were nice, brought over, I think it was a pecan pie and something else. Mm-hmm. And the lady goes, "Oh, no thanks. I'm on keto." And slammed the door on them. So it's kind of like that, where even if you don't want it, you graciously accept it.
But, you know, and at least you know you did a great thing, right?
Yes.
You can't control how somebody's going to react, but it's the thought. You know, and I have something here that I want to share, too, that is going to help some folks. I think it'd be a fun way to work those muscles again on being a good neighbor. We actually the city came up with a good neighbor bingo, okay? So you can actually find this on the website. on our website under Green Bay Neighborhoods, city's website. It's Good Neighbor Week Bingo.
Huh.
And there are a number of activities on there that anyone can do. You can print it off and do it and complete it and turn it in for a prize. So if you turn the sheet in, you get some city swag, but you also get entered into a drawing. And there's activities on there, right? Like say hi to a neighbor or ride the city bus. Or my favorite on here, one of the fun ones, is ring the bell in front of City Hall.
When
did we get a boot?
Where's not, the
not,
bell?
We have a bell in
Why
front
do
of City Hall.
Why did you keep this hidden?
You bought that after I was gone.
I
didn't know about this.
This bell. So
yeah,
what?
We're gonna
well,
do
you're
it.
Gonna have to print this off, and you're gonna have to do Good Neighbor Bingo.
All right,
Todd, are you following this?
I'm keeping notes.
Thank you.
Good. But yeah, and it's also pick up litter on your street. I mean, there's a number of ways here to show what it looks
That's
like.
That's great.
And the other way to show it's coming up, but is participate in trick or treat. You know how when the nerds or the not nerd, but you know some neighbors they have the lights off. It's like, come on, I mean it doesn't cost that much, and throw some candy. Our neighborhood is great. I mean, we good candy bars. Everybody kind of steps it up.
Can I tell you my own Halloween story?
Yeah. but wouldn't you agree, Will? That's a way to participate.
This was an alloy, and there's trick. Why in the world they did it? It was going to be a Sunday afternoon. Okay.
Yeah,
during a Packer game.
Oh,
so I ran out of candy.
Alloy.
Okay, and it's like I'm not leaving the Packer game to go, you know, whatever. So I just closed the door, and, you know, did the thing. And these kids, you know, trick or treat, Mr. Mino. And this one, he goes, I can hear the Packer game. So the kids were like looking through their face up to our window, and I'm hiding behind the couch. Honest to God, true story. Mister, I think he's in there. Ring the doorbell again,
John,
Mr. Mino. Honest to God, true story.
Get the quarters out if you run out. But we get like 200 trick or treaters at our house. It's great. And, but there's these ways to be good neighbors. So mayor.
You rank for mayor? Will?
No.
I did not.
We talked neighborhood bingo is a way to do that.
Yep.
Get involved in your neighborhood association. And look, we have listeners way beyond Green Bay, down to Appleton, Oshkosh. Are they all involved in this? Do you know you work with statewide associations?
You know, this is really, the Good Neighbor Week is really focused on Green Bay. There is a national Good Neighbor Day on the 28th, but we wanted to take that extra step further and just make a whole week devoted to being a good neighbor.
All right.
Appleton and our Fox Valley, I mean, they're great partners as well. I know we've had them up here because they've been really interested in our neighborhood association program. And not many people realize that. I mean, we are really a model on how we do neighborhood associations here in Green Bay to not just other municipalities in Wisconsin, but I even spoke to municipalities from outside of the state, you know, on a national level.
But you're doing a great job. And people, they want to have the larger amenities, the Green Bay Packers and, you know, the river and the downtown. But nothing better than a good neighborhood to start that all with.
Absolutely.
And we can start celebrating that today. Get to know your neighbor a little bit. And like, I'm okay with someone bringing over some homemade bread or pie. I think that's awesome. And it means a lot. I remember that. That was 30 years ago when we bought our first house. So we've moved a couple times. But it just, that lady meant so much to us. And we were like, wow, did we feel welcome there? So a lot of cool things to do. And there's a lot of information on the website regarding neighborhood associations.
Absolutely. Right? Website, Facebook page. Give us a follow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome. This is cool. Very cool.
Thank you
for being here,
Will. Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Have a good week.
And I'm glad you saw that movie, so you know what I was talking about, the mustache wax.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Neighbor Week.
Thank you very much.
Have a good Neighbor Week.
Mino the Mayor, back right after this.
I'm packed and I'm holding. I'm smiling. She lives and she golden. She lives for me. Says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes round and she goes down to me. And I make it smile like a drug for you. Wanna do coming over you? Keep on smiling. What we go through, one stop to the rhythm that divides you, and a beat to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Faith Abube. Union leaders and Hollywood studios have reached a tentative deal to end the historic screenwriter strike. Members of the Writers Guild have been walking the picket lines for nearly 5 months, says ABC's Sonia Rincon.
The resolution to the WGA contract will likely mean the quick return of late night and daytime talk shows, but without Hollywood's biggest stars until the actors' strike is resolved.
There is no agreement in place for averting a government shutdown. House Republicans refusing to go along with a short-term spending plan as a deadline deadline looms this weekend. The new ABC News Washington Post poll shows Donald Trump up almost 40 points over his closest GOP rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez is set to face reporters this morning. The news conference comes in the midst of calls by some in his own party for him to step down. Menendez and his wife will be arraigned Wednesday on corruption charges. This is ABC News.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt. Every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. On a beautiful Victory Monday morning, and the mayor's bringing over some stuff that looks phenomenal.
I made that, man.
Looks delicious.
That is, so we honored.
But are we going to all eat out of one bucket?
Well, I got three forks. Come on, we're family.
Yeah,
we're
I was just going to say it. What's the problem?
Right. Put a little rice and shrimp on there. Todd, you got to come over here. And then I'm heating up the, that's the shrimp Creole that we made.
All right.
It might be hot, John.
The three of us literally made that.
That is delicious.
Thank you.
That is really, really, no lie,
thank
really
you.
Good.
All right. For someone like John Mino who throws around compliments like manhole covers,
yeah.
Thank you for that, John.
You're welcome. It's got a nice, it's seasoned really good. It's not like it super is. Hot where it's whatever, but it's spicy. It's real. What kind of spices are those?
We have to give a little credit to, not a credit to Ace.
Yes.
You know the guy who we had down here, Ace,
yeah.
The chef? He
yeah.
came in. All
thank
right,
you,
here's
Todd.
Some plates. I don't need this. I ate it. Last night and at 2 o'clock this morning when I woke up because I couldn't sleep. Anyway.
I had one of those nights too.
Yeah.
Woke up at like, sleep. Fell asleep after the game, woke up like 11 at night, thinking it was like morning.
I know. I hate that. And it's like, can I stay up? I shouldn't stay up.
3 hours.
So, I know.
Yeah, but we got there. We had no idea what we were doing. It was just the three of us. Ace popped in for maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes. Can you
explain who Ace is?
Ace Champion. He is a celebrity chef in the area. He has his own cooking show. He does a lot of charity
CW14.
Work. CW14. Yes, CW14. Does a lot of work with the Packers. He's just a phenomenal person.
And he does a lot of things for charity.
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
Yes, absolutely.
So you guys did this for the homeless shelter yesterday.
Yes, at New Community Shelter.
How much did they enjoy that?
Oh, my gosh.
So there's over 100 people?
Yes, over 100 people came. They kept coming up. They were asking for the recipe, actually, for the bread pudding. And they loved it.
Wow. That looks phenomenal.
That's the bread pudding.
And the worst, I still want to try to find a way to cook pasties for them.
Well, we talked about that yesterday.
Right. Did you really?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And
we need somebody that can make a really good crust. I need a Youper.
Well, we want to bring the Youpers down, and we have the kitchen that we can use, and I was reading about those, and you can make them and freeze them. So
Todd, we've got some former Youpers that listen. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
Could you kind of put out the word for the text if somebody could help us?
If they come down.
Because they got to be able to make the crust. We can cut up all the potatoes, all the whatever, but you got to have a person that really knows how to make the good crust.
Okay. And if anyone wants to volunteer at the New Community Shelter to do a meal, like we have great companies, right? PTI, the transportation company. I mean, there's a law firm. We just, obviously, Schreiber. And they come in and they make a meal. And
this bread pudding is fantastic.
Todd, you got to. I don't know when you can come over and try that, but that, I mean, it was, and I've been doing this for some time, and it's really, I'm not kidding you, I'm not just saying this. That's the first time people came up and asked for recipes.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm serious.
They were
too.
Asking for seconds. They just kept on coming up. They're like, what is that? It's delicious.
So now, where do you people come from there, Jim? I mean, I know you have a certain number of residents. How many residents?
We have 100 people, 113 people that actually live there.
Okay.
And, so we have the third floor where they kind of they share rooms with other people, and then on the second floor,
like a dormitory,
right? And then on the second floor, they can get their own room, and they can build some credit back up, and then eventually everyone's going to get back into society. And there's a lot.
I think that's what people don't realize with certain homeless shelters like yours. It's not just a shelter where they're going to live forever.
No, and I can just speak volumes. Yeah. I can just speak volumes of the New Community Shelter. You don't just walk in there. They have a goal. They set goals. They have plans. It's productive. They go to work. I mean, they vacuum. They do laundry.
Caseworker.
Absolutely.
It's just real living in a shelter.
Yes.
We don't want it to be a resort, but like tonight, right? Tonight I'll lead a discussion. And it's called, community discussion. And we'll sit around and talk about anything they want. And we can talk about the environment. We can talk about recycling. We can talk about anything that's on their mind, we'll talk about. And that's part of living in society is communicating, not being on your phone or just sitting in front of a TV. We have bingo, of course, on Wednesdays. But they all have a caseworker and work together. But the meals that we serve, Johnny, you asked about who we serve. The residents obviously are welcome to come down and have dinner. But we also open it up to the community for people in need. And we had, I think, 60 people from the community come yesterday to enjoy this. And we're happy to serve them. And it's sad sometimes, see little kids. But look, they're
so thankful and gracious.
Oh, they are.
Absolutely.
They are. Sometimes people think the wrong thing about homelessness. I mean, these are people, they
genuinely,
if you're at the New Community Shelter, they really want to get back into society and be productive. And but it's like when you study Maslow's hierarchy, right? You have to have food and shelter first, and we have to make sure they're in a safe environment and that they're well fed, and they'll get on with their goals. They have caseworkers. And
do you ever turn anybody down?
No.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, because I mean, we talk about Green Bay, about what a phenomenal place it is. But people might be shocked if they go over by a park about six blocks from here and see how many people are sleeping on the sidewalks and things like that.
Absolutely.
Do those people qualify for
shelter
at your place?
Absolutely.
Okay.
John, Christy, you live that. And
I do. I see it every day.
And it's...
There's a lot more homelessness in Green Bay than people realize.
There needs to be a plan set in place. They need a caseworker. You can't just have them come in there and just, here's some food.
Eat,
sleep, and you're on your
way.
And
then we'll kick you out at 8 in the morning, but come back. And So spend some time in the park. That's not curing homeless. That's enabling. That's enabling homelessness. And what we do is, it's called new community, new because we encourage people to, look, what happened in the past, and we're, I feel bad for you that it happened, but you know what? I can't change the past, but we both together can change the future.
New chance at life.
Right.
Right.
And John, you've been through there, and you've donated your books to the shelter.
I was really surprised. I was expecting, and you see things in national media or wherever. I expected to see a bunch of people that kind of looked like the people that are sleeping in the park overnight, just kind of, I don't want to say laying, or just kind of like hanging out. I just had a bad perception in my mind of what a homeless shelter looks like.
And a lot of people
and walking through your place was just like, wow.
And they're motivated. They are happy to get up. They have goals. They're going to go to work.
70% of them have jobs. Now, they don't get a job the day they check in. I mean, we've got some things to work on.
Right.
And, we have a full-time, Larry was on our show one time, alcohol and drug counselor. And look, it's tough.
And we had Otis on, who was a crack cocaine addict.
Right, and very successful.
The support is just phenomenal at the new community shelter. It really is.
Well, I think the cool thing is you have somebody like an Otis who's as low as a person can go.
Right.
Sleeping outside, sleeping in window sill type
behind the police station.
How he'd want to be by the police because he felt safe.
Right.
That's heartbreaking. But he turned his life around with the help of you guys.
Guy's apartment now. He volunteers.
But I mean, you can say that, and you can say that, and I can say that, and Todd can say that. But when it comes from a guy who is at the bottom rung of the ladder, and he has gone through the whole thing, that I think speaks volumes more than any of us can.
Right, Jim. In your wall, your pictures, the whole wall of success,
wall of fame,
that is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. I think that's great.
The success stories. So,
and we had fun. We had that. We watched the Packer game. We had this food that you're eating right now. Tell me a little bit more about it.
It's phenomenal. I love what kind of seasoning is that? Because I know I'm not going to be like one of the people asking for a recipe because I can't make it. But what seasoning is that you have in there? It's delicious.
On shrimp or the
shrimp?
Okay.
Ace, are you listening?
Ace is the place.
I saw him actually in the pictures with the big bowl of the spices in it.
So. But it is the Trinity seasoning, though. I mean, there's peppers in there, celery. Remember we talked about
what's
in New Orleans?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the three Trinities of what's in Cajun food, right?
It's just magical. I mean, we'll print the recipe.
It's really, really good.
And that dessert was great, too. We just had a lot of fun. And look, I think we...
I want to open up a place. Okay. Now, listen to me. Will you listen?
It's like Monday morning.
Why do you scoff before I even... Why?
We support you, John. What is that?
Okay, John, what... How can we help you, John?
Myself. Okay. Ace. Okay.
Yeah.
And our mixologist.
Tony O.
Tony O.
No. Tony O.
The three of us put... That's a trinity. That's a holy trinity.
He's got a name on it.
Mino, Tony O, and Ace.
Good.
Listen to me.
They'll all end up at my place at New Community pretty soon.
Can I finish? May I finish?
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're going to open up a place, okay? Serves cake, not full meals, like a little snack kind of Cajun food and really good cocktails and good beers. What do you think? Right here. What? Why not? Todd,
does that tie?
Todd, I will let you in on the ground floor if you'd like to invest.
The only way I'm getting in is if you actually take those silos you were talking about and turn that into the restaurant. You can call it the silo.
My God. How cool would that be? That's where we have Todd. Todd's like the
best.
He's the smart guy.
He is.
The smart guy. We're the idea people. He's the smart guy.
You always need that on the team.
You always need that. You need that guy.
Little nerdy. Not that you are, Todd. But sometimes,
in a good way.
Wow.
In a good way. Todd. The coolest haircut around.
Todd, did you get another haircut?
Yeah, every 2 weeks. Try it.
Wow.
It looks incredible.
Yeah.
The fade.
The fade.
The fade.
The fade. Okay.
We should get that.
No.
We don't have.
No.
Okay.
No, he's good looking, John. We got to take what we got.
We
got
to get a barber in here that knows how to do them well.
Yes,
you got. Yeah,
don't just wing that.
But I'm glad you have your dreams and goals. Now, if you were at the new community shelter, we would make sure they're realistic. But
is Tony O listening right now? Do you think?
I'm not sure.
Do you think Ace is listening?
Do you think some?
I think so.
Okay, but
I like to think.
Here's the realistic part, John.
I like to think so.
Your vision is admirable.
What are the negatives?
Converting a silo into a restaurant, I think, would be a tall order.
No pun intended, right?
I'm just saying, you got elevators.
There
are trillion dollars.
No, there won't be elevators. There's just going to be spiral staircases.
No, John. Yeah.
It's convenient.
Throughout the whole thing. Yeah. Why not?
Gonna
at different
up,
levels.
They're going to get up there. They're going to fall over.
No, they're
going to be so dizzy.
Safety.
What about the room? You know what I mean? Like the space.
Well, I think silos are bigger than you think.
I think they
when
are,
When you
too.
Go inside of a silo, it's incredible. That's big.
I don't spend a whole lot of time.
You don't actually. You know what I'm doing right now?
And they would stink too much.
No, they don't. Listen to me.
That's
it's just grain.
Work.
That's all they've held in there is grain. No animals were in there.
But outside the silo,
no,
what is it?
No.
It's all manure.
No, it's not. Okay. So anyway, you know what I'm doing? You know what I will make
spend a lot of money on air freshener.
You know what I'm making and selling right now?
Profit.
Can I tell you what I'm making and selling
yes.
right now? And I'll let either one of you buy the first one.
What's that?
I'm making coffee tables out of silo doors.
I thought silos were made out of cement.
This one was made out of wood. It was up in Door County from the little town of Maple. Do you know where the town of Maple is?
You can
in
run
Door
out of
County.
Inventory.
And I tore down, they had this big old barn shed there, and the guy let me tear it down for the barn wood that I used to make stuff. And I took these really cool silo doors. They're all wood, and they even have the old hardware on them and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm making coffee tables out of those. Would
so
you
how
like
many?
One?
So, how many can you make?
Five, I believe.
So, you're
going to
run
six.
Out of inventory real
yes,
fast.
Yes, I am.
Right?
Yes, so it's a collector's item.
Oh, I like it.
$100.
I mean, $100 a table?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Would you like one?
Well, that's cheap, no. I think.
It is. It's yeah. very cheap.
Tell you what.
Where else are you going to get a wooden silo door
okay, John,
anywhere?
I will.
Look them up on eBay. They're like $300 a piece just
okay,
for a door.
Tell you what I'll do.
Okay.
I will buy one only to give away on this show.
Okay.
I will buy one as well.
Okay.
I don't want it, though, in my house.
Why?
I don't.
Like, tell us how you really feel, Jim.
Well, because it smells like manure.
Could smell like manure.
That was good, Todd. You sounded just like him.
Yeah.
And he smelled like manure.
You really did.
Yeah. You did. That was very good. Yeah. That was very good.
Sorry.
Wow.
Good old Todd.
Why would you? You know what,
I
Todd?
John,
I've got
that
okay. So two are sold.
House.
I've got four left. I'm throwing it out there for
you said
people.
Five John.
Text
minus two
me.
Is yes, three.
Text me. Well, I've got. I don't know how many I got. But go ahead and text me, people, if you'd like to buy one of my handcrafted wooden silo doors. This thing's probably 150 years old to begin with. This door. This door, and $100.
I bet Wayne would buy one.
Wayne would buy one
yeah.
for sure.
Now
Wayne, if you're listening,
left.
Will you buy one? Yes or no?
All right, then we'll do the giveaway later. But I don't want it. So you can
why would
it
you
here.
Not want this in your house? This
showcase
would be,
it.
It would be such. It's almost like remember what did Kramer? What was Kramer's idea?
What was his idea? I don't remember.
There's a
coffee
a lot of
table
them.
Made out of a book.
Oh,
remember that?
No, yeah,
yeah.
I
it was
do,
a coffee
but, yeah.
table book made out of a book. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember that in Seinfeld? You don't remember that.
He also made his salads in his shower, if you
yes.
remember properly.
Yes, he did.
So, I mean,
yeah,
he
did
a lot of things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
anyway, that's
I'm insulted.
Great.
I just want you to know I'm insulted.
Well, I'm sorry.
I'm insulted that you wouldn't want that in your house.
I was the first one
but
to buy one in this room.
But you wouldn't want it in your house.
Well, that's not my decision, John.
Oh.
That's
oh,
what
it's
I can't. I don't have that authority.
It's Milton's decision.
What's this doing here?
And what if he would go to the bathroom on
I know.
It, and
if he knew it was from me,
exactly.
He would lift his leg the first time he
no,
was on.
No, I spent too much
I
money.
Know he would.
Oh, he's house bro. He's
no,
great.
No, he's
nope,
not anything.
He ain't coming in my house.
Where's our early morning trivia, Todd?
Oh, I've got it right here.
Well, we got to do that.
We will.
All right. How much time do we got to the break?
30 seconds.
All right. I want to do a quick shout out to the glam band
oh,
at the Wharf in Manitowoc. My cousin Jack was in heaven.
Yes.
He looked
you,
like
Dennis,
that.
Eric, the whole band. You
I
guys
saw
are
that.
Absolutely amazing. You have changed his life forever, and you're incredible.
And the glam band is an example of how you can influence a young man's life.
Yep.
And that's just great what they're doing, and everybody can do that in some way, shape, or form.
We love you. Thank you.
Mine on the Mayor, back after this.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this
this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 72. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight, 59. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 67. Mid-60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered showers. Upper 60s. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Monday morning here in downtown Green Bay. WGBW coming your way. Bob Seger. Is there anybody better than Bob Seger in the world?
No, he's...
If you have beers with somebody...
Oh, man.
Bob Seger would be my guy.
Yeah, he'd be the guy.
Who'd be yours? Like, he'd be like some, like, prime minister of something. it would be like Margaret Thatcher.
I'm feeling that nerd thing again.
Yeah, somebody from Harvard. my classmate from Harvard.
You bring your mug?
Yes. They all have their secret pins.
Right.
Yes. Who'd it be?
I think about that.
Todd, who'd yours be?
But,
man, I'm thinking, I don't know.
That's an interview
Bob
question.
Ross?
No, that's an interview question, though. Dead or alive, who would you like to have lunch with? But then sometimes it has to, you know, they'll ask you that in an interview once in a while.
And don't say, like, Jesus or something.
Well, some people do, though, Johnny.
It's like, oh, really?
Because Johnny? Todd would say Jesus?
Well, no, it's like sometimes it's like, oh, I'm, forget those other people, the entertainers. I would be with Jesus. Or it's like, I'm so wonderful. It's
there's
like,
people.
You know what I mean? And I'm nothing against Jesus.
Be careful.
I'm not trying to. I'm not
my chair down a little bit.
I know. I'm just saying.
Lightning.
But it's just, come on. Like a normal
person.
John, I mean, you got some people that you see these athletes and they just say they want to give it all to the glory of God.
And that's fine.
But if you ask them in an interview, if you could have lunch with anybody, that would be their answer.
I agree.
And it wouldn't be like.
But it's like, that's too easy. It's like,
well, here's something else to think about. I mean, if you're having dinner with Jesus, wouldn't he just sit there basically telling you everything you did wrong with your life?
I bet he would.
This is true.
He's the most forgiving guy out
there.
No.
Do you think he'd drink beer?
Wine, John. Wine.
But what if he had a beer?
Just say, I'll have a glass of water. And then he just, boom.
So I'd be like, are you tired of wine? You know what I mean? It's like, really?
That guy'd be awesome.
Want to try something new?
Cheapest date you have.
Yes.
Jesus, I'll just get waters. Don't worry about it. Just order water, Jim.
All right. We're good. All right.
But that's a really good question. If you could have lunch with anyone, who would it be? And like some people would pick like Aaron Rodgers or some great movie star, Johnny Depp or something. It would be someone who moved a country.
Movie stars would disappoint you.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't.
Just the ones I've met. I mean, movie star. I mean, like I met Clint Eastwood Well, a lot of people, because when I worked at Tucson, they used to shoot a lot of the Western type things out there, obviously.
Yeah.
And there was a TV show with Merlin Olsen after he left Little House on the Prairie. Do you remember that?
What was that called?
Oh, I can't remember.
That's going to drive me nuts.
I know. Father Murphy?
Yes.
Yes. Father Murphy.
Yes.
Yes.
And, look at you.
I know.
Wow. Oh,
and they all lived in the hotel right next to our TV station. So after work, we would go and have beers in the hotel bar, and they would all be there.
Really?
And it's all people then that you would see, you know, in other types of things. Oh, you know who one of the guys was that I was good friends with? He played the principal in the movie.
Which one?
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, I love that movie.
You know who I mean?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Gleason is his name. His last name is Gleason. He's been in a million different movies. He's dead now, but he was in a million.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horn.
Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely. Todd, you got your trivia for us?
I got some.
So who's your guy? Give me your guy.
I would be interested in someone who changed a country, but if I say the name,
mine would
get
be
mad
Ben Carson.
Who's Ben Carson?
Who's he?
Are you serious?
Oh, no, he's a politician.
Surgeon.
Yes. He's incredible. He's the guy who got those twins or those...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. Separated those twins. I know
anything about it. Todd, who would yours be?
You're going to make fun of me for this, but I'll just say Bob it. Ross. It would be some... No, not Bob Ross, but somebody from PBS. It would probably be either like Jim Henson, who I really think a lot of. I think he was very talented. Hmm.
Yeah, Muppet guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
How about like a guy like?
Can we turn his mic down or not?
Yeah. I can do that.
Oh
can
my
do
it gosh!
Wave him in.
I've got the cool. Let's be honest. I've got the coolest guy that's going to be having lunch with Bob Seger.
How about
you've got a guy like
Adolf Hitler?
Just oh my God!
No, but just to say, like, how did you change that? I mean, the guy. Doesn't that interest you? Like,
I don't think he'd be a good conversationalist.
No, it probably wouldn't be fun. Yeah. But somebody like that. Or, okay, how about that guy, Nelson Mandela?
Yo, Adolf, hey, would you like some beats?
Nine!
Okay. You know what I mean?
Six, seven, eight, nine. Here you go. Yep. All right.
All right.
Nine! we'll give you 10. You're a good guy.
All right, here we go. Right. What do we got
this
here?
Is all today in history questions. On this date, 1965. Oof. This ball player at the age of 34 became the oldest man to hit 50 home runs in a single
John's
season.
John's going to get that.
What year?
1965.
Willie Mays.
You got it. That's right. That's
Okay, let's do a little theater or something.
Hold on.
I gave you one the other day with Dr. Chang, and you blew it.
I did.
1981, who became the first female justice of the U.S. Supreme Court when she was sworn in?
Sotomayor.
No. Oh, my goodness.
81. No. What, the lady who died?
1981.
Okay. The skinny lady.
Oh, my goodness.
No. Wow. That one.
Go ahead. I just flail. This is enjoyable. Just watching.
Not Bader.
Check me Bader. Over. No. Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh, I was wrong.
Sandra Day O'Connor. That was one for Jim.
Right in his wheelhouse. Jim. Right in your wheelhouse.
All right. Okay. 1995, this person announced that he would form the Independence Party on this date, 1995.
Ralph Nader.
Nope. No.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, Ross Perot.
Ross Perot. Yes. Yep.
Wow. I'm even nailing the.
That was a good so Ross Perot. Mine.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you. That mayor of Green Bay, he don't know what he's doing. I'm telling you that right now. He don't know what he's doing.
Take the profit.
What? How in the.
Take the profit by
how
the
in the hell did they get in the best city? Oh, I know. He left office. I'm Ross Perot. Vote for me. I'm going to run for mayor.
He screwed up the election.
I'm just saying.
That was phenomenal.
Thank you. What the hell's up with that guy?
Can you believe this guy?
He's making Cajun food in Green Bay, Wisconsin. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Why don't you go down to Louisiana or something? Maybe those folks will like
next,
it.
Next.
On this date in 1997, this NBC sportscaster pled guilty to assault and battery of a lover. He was fired from NBC.
Marv Albert.
Yeah, now you can do a great Marv Albert impression.
That guy was weird.
Yes!
That was a weird dude.
Marv Albert?
Yes.
Why? Because he cross-dressed?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean, why?
New York.
What's wrong with that?
I'm wearing a garter hose. Yes! Right,
and I'm going to call the bellman and have him answer my door room service.
Yes!
And you're like, what's wrong with that? Johnny, that makes me nervous.
Hey, life
that
on makes the road gets lonely.
That makes me nervous.
Oh, my God.
And the final one this morning. If we still have a show tomorrow to come back to.
Yeah, right.
2001, he announced he would return to the NBA as a player for the Washington Wizards on this
Michael
day.
Jordan.
You got it. 2001.
These were all sports,
I got
you guys.
I got everyone right.
You didn't get a single one. It was half sports, half
politics.
I didn't get a single one. I didn't even have an idea.
What would your wheelhouse be?
I don't know.
That would be a problem for me.
We got to get something.
Good luck with that.
They call it a wheelhouse because it's your...
Throw me a bone.
Yes. All right, we'll figure something.
Okay, all right, look at the time.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God.
Wow.
All right, what do we got tomorrow? We got
a lot of stuff tomorrow.
I know.
Big stuff tomorrow.
Todd?
They have no idea.
Okay, and you guys, on your calendar, he has no idea. On your calendar, Friday morning, though, I know that's a 4 days away, but we really want to see you down here, 7 a.m. We're going to kick off Oktoberfest. We've got great music. We got great food with Mad Dog and Merrill and, of course, Kevin Van Oss and the Talk of the Town.
And so. I'm serving the drinks.
That is not a good idea.
No, it's going to be Tang.
Oh, Tang.
I'm serving Tang.
I like that.
People forget how good Tang is.
I remember that.
I've got my squirty little Tang things.
All right, to the moon, Alice.
We're having Tang.
To the moon.
All right, we're out of time. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy this gorgeous day. Mine and the Mayor. See ya!
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.